I grew up in Kansas. I grew up very religious. I've actually never had a drink of alcohol. I've never done a drug in my life. And the only woman that I've ever slept with is my wife. Two truths and a lie. Because your boy be getting it.
You're watching Stand Up on the Spot, and this is the new channel. Please subscribe today, leave a like and a comment. Thanks for the support.
Comedy Store, how are we doing tonight? What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and let's get right into this. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we have to create stand-up on the spot based off of what you yell out. Who's ready to dive deep? Let's go. What do you say? All right, let's get a suggestion. Musicals, thank you. Musicals. Do you have a favorite musical?
Grease.
I feel like I was born in the wrong era for music because I was given a falsetto that was meant for the 50s. You know? Summer loving, honey, you know what? Yeah. Tell me more, tell me more. Did she put up a fight? What? Let's just end the musical right there and turn that into a PSA, kids. What do you mean, did she put up a fight? What if they updated Grease to like woke terms? Like, did you ask for permission? Tell me more, tell me more. What does she identify as? Tell me more, tell me more. I need to know if she's a whore. Tell me more, tell me more. You guys walked in at a very weird part of the show. The concept, the elevator pitch is Grease, but now.
I got that and I still didn't like it from the back of the room or the front of the room.
Let's grab another suggestion.
Hot tubs.
You ever get laid in a hot tub? That sounds like a dude who got laid in a hot tub. That relaxed. Yeah. I mean, I lost my virginity to the Jets. You're just going through your phone one night, and your girl's like, who are you talking to? You're like, definitely not the hot tub that I lost my virginity to. Definitely not that. Definitely not that. Let's grab another suggestion.
No-show socks.
No-show socks. That is a 90s kid for sure. No-show socks. Yeah, I wore them, and I thought that they were freaking dope, dude. I thought that they were the future. I was like, my ankles are going to get tan now? This is wild. Thanks for that crappy suggestion, dude. Next one, man. Really tried to bury me with no-show socks, brother, huh? Another suggestion.
Piercings.
Nerds and piercings. I'll take nerds and piercings. I think that nerds always tried to prove themselves with a piercing. Whether it was like that, you know, that one stud right here, or whether it was like, you know, the pig ring that you put between right here. Or if you did both back in the day. My dad is such like a manly man that, and he didn't want like to be looked at certain ways, that when my cousin got his ear pierced, he goes, if you're going to come with me in public, you better take that thing out. And we were like, he say that to him? That's not even his kid. Like, what is my dad doing? And my cousin's like, I just got it pierced. It's going to close up if I take it out. And my dad goes, how bad you want to go bowling? And he took the earring out so he could go bowling with us. And it grew back in an hour. And he tried to like put it back. And he's like, I can't do it. And my dad's like, well, you look better without it. So that's a blessing in disguise. And my dad goes hard in the paint. Let's grab another suggestion over here. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese. The way you said it was the most serial killer way in the world. Cottage cheese. What are you going to do with it? You know my favorite kind of legs are women's legs with cellulites because it looks like little cottage cheese is running down the back of it. I just like to eat cottage cheese off the back of women's thighs. I like that a lot. And then I say, you want to take a cottage cheese shower with me? Extra chunky. Is cottage cheese your favorite kind of cheese?
No, I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it.
Yeah. You lactose intolerant?
Yeah, actually.
I knew it. You too up here? Yeah. Do you think women who are lactose intolerant are bad at blowjobs? Just the general thickness. Okay, next suggestion. Really went for one there, and you know, trying to warm you guys up a bit. Trying to get good quality suggestions in the room, you know? What do we got maybe in the back over here? So this is the whole show. So this is why I don't get off stage until we're nice and primed and ready to go. You know what I mean? So just be thinking of some suggestions. You guys are doing it. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're doing fantastic right now. We're so close to being able to kick this thing off. What do we got up here on the balcony?
Tequila.
Tequila. What was this?
Kardashians.
At what point is butt too much? Or nips? Or lips, okay. I was like, huh, are people getting nipple implants these days? I mean, that would be interesting. Nipple implants? I mean, I don't know. I think when a butt, like, I saw this video online that just made me squeamish, is they were folding the inside. It was a butt implant that went wrong. And the girl was folding it back because it had inverted like a contact in the eye. And she was flipping it back around. And I was like, and it made me think of cottage cheese. Guys, who's ready to kick this thing off? What do you say, huh? Your next comedian coming to the stage. I absolutely love this guy. One of my brothers in comedy and life. You may know him as the host and creator of Roast Battle. We did seasons of it on Comedy Central together. Please welcome my pal and my brother, Brian Moses, to the stage, guys. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. There we go. Keep it going for rap music and Jewish people, everybody. It deserves more. Thank you. Stand up on the spot. Good to be here. Live in the same production site they shot the 1970s movie Deep Throat. There's mirrors, there's red lights, there's neons, there's naked people. You can't see this at home, but everybody here is naked. Everybody. This is why it's so fun. This is why we all come do this for free. Audience, this is Stand Up on the Spot. So what happens here, as Jeremiah has said over and over again, there's so many episodes, he's been doing this for over 10 years, you guys get to suggest things. Now with comedy, normally what we like to talk about are observations, and then we make subjective observations or dialectical observations on these subjects. Now with you guys who are going to suggest these things, I'm going to ask you back why you're asking me these things. Because this is psychological for you. So when you ask things like LA flooding, I'm like, why would you ask that? Do you think that's funny, sir? Are you into New Orleans and FEMA? Are you a flashback kind of guy? Because if you are, I want to know why. And are you like George Bush? Do you like black people? These are good questions. But these are just my things I'm going to ask you back. So now I will take suggestions from said audience. Yeah, in your face, audience. Yeah, now you stand the fuck up on the spot. No, no, seriously, I'll take some suggestions. Now. Dave Chappelle? Marvel movies, Dave Chappelle. What else? Dave Chappelle, Marvel movies, and Persian women. That sounds like his next special that's going to get canceled. That's it's going to be called Wakanda Whatever. That's what that Marvel movie is going to be called. Yeah, Dave Chappelle is going to be like, we should make Wonder Woman trans because then you would wonder. You really? But that's not Marvel. That's DC. So I'm wrong. That's a false premise. You got me again, audience. You're really good at this thing. Next suggestion. And if you're gonna name ethnicities, let's be careful because this is being filmed. And I will have the camera point back at you, and then maybe you'll get fired when this comes out. So this is just quick pro quo, audience. If you're gonna fucking toss some things at me, I'm gonna toss it right back at you. Okay, you got a body cam, I got one too, cops. What's up? Suggestions, please. Out of town weddings.
LA homeless.
LA. Sounds like the same thing, I'll be honest with you. An out of town wedding and the LA homeless. Great. The LA homeless. They're my favorite kind of junkies. Yes. I have lists. All right. DC junkies are pretty good because, you know, the whole Marion Barry crack thing, they're pretty famous. That's number one for me. Number two is San Francisco because the greatest homeless people on earth, the poster children for homeless people, are in San Francisco. And number three are LA homeless because they're going to be famous one day. So now an out-of-town wedding with the LA homeless, man, that just sounds like something that me and Johnny Depp do every other weekend. And it would be fun. No? Has anybody here been mid-married? Has anybody done an out-of-town wedding? No? Have you done an out-of-town? Sir, who suggested that? Have you done an out-of-town wedding? You've been to one? How was it?
Far.
Right? Exactly. It wasn't funny, was it? No, it hurt you. How much did it cost you?
It was in Iowa.
Okay, so you didn't pay for it. That's what it sounds like. when you pay for a wedding, you know it. Like, it was $3,000.28. I couldn't write it off. They flew you out to Iowa? Yeah. You probably took a train there because you're an LA homeless person and you went all the way there and you're like, you know, I guess I live here now. Was it fun?
Moderately.
Moderately? Did you know the people?
Yeah.
Did you take anything? That's not a fun wedding. Has anybody gone to a wedding and not taken anything? There's no black people in here. And that's not being a bigot or stereotypical. That's just us coming up on reparations at white weddings. That's what we do. We like take toasters and all your wedding gifts. So if you're missing a Vitamix, that's reparations right there. Just trying to help my nutrition. All right. Next suggestion.
Grand Theft Auto.
Tattoos. All right. This is a very morbid crowd. If you're listening at home, we just got serial killers, Grand Theft Auto, and what'd you suggest? Okay. All right, serial killer. Sorry. Something you go to bed watching every night, I'm assuming. Yes. Who's your favorite serial killer? That's your favorite? If anybody heard what I said, what's your favorite without hesitation? That was a Tom Brady-esque fucking pass. That's how quick that release was on that woman's arm right there. I was like, get this out before you get sacked by Joey Bosa. She's like, got you, player. Ted Kaczynski. All right, that's your favorite? Why Ted Kaczynski? Not like Ted Bundy or, I don't know, the DC Sniper? Those aren't your favorites?
He was going after technology.
Okay, all right, so. You like a revolutionary with your serial killers. I like your attitude. Not a Zodiac person. No. He had a motive to his fucking madness, okay, Brian? All right, so Ted Kaczynski's your favorite. Anybody else any Ted Kaczynski fans out there? Unabomber people? Not bad. All right. There's more than one in here. That's where you're at right now, audience. People are fans. There's more than one fan of a serial killer in this room right now. Are you guys scared? No, you're not. All right. I got two Ted Kaczynskis. Do I have a Ted Bundy? Any more Teds? This is a TED Talk for serial killers right now. Al Bundy? You're an Al Bundy fan? All right. It's only because you look like him, sir. And that's just... Hillary Clinton? Yes, that's your favorite serial killer? It's not bad. It's not a bad one. Oh, it's a big Republican audience in here. You guys obviously are not with her. Okay. Hillary Clinton. All right, so I've got Ted Kaczynski and Hillary Clinton. Those are the top two serial killers. All right. I like that. Nobody said the Jews. I like that. This is... People say that. I'm not suggesting you say that. I just like that that didn't go to that. Thank you. That we just stopped at Hillary Clinton. We're not going to go and do another. Anyway, happy January 6th, by the way. That's happy anniversary last Friday. I know you celebrated by looking for her emails. All right. Who's your favorite serial killer? Who do you like? You're a Zodiac person? All right. What's your Zodiac sign? Ugh. I don't know what that means. I'm a Gemini. I'm the worst. I don't know what you guys are. Capricorn. Yeah, crazy people. I knew it. You guys are all crazy. Okay. Yeah. You're crazy. You definitely. Blonde woman, fucking tits out. Oh, my God. Okay. She's here to take me down and call the manager. That's what's going to happen. And then I'm going to get her pregnant. We're going to have a soccer player. That's the new wave, black middle class. Shout out you guys. We just created the greatest soccer team you've ever seen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those are mixed children. Thank you. Everybody, black dick. No. Matters. Last suggestion. One more suggestion. Anybody? Jokers? Chokers? Okay. But we just got out of serial killers, but all right. Chokers, anything else? We can match this right now. Cougars and chokers. Okay, all right. I got to be honest, cougars not really into being choked. The young girls, though, anal and choking. Yeah. All that bare legal and up right before you get to 27 when you become a MILF, into it. Love being choked. Love anal. Over 27, don't fuck me after I eat and don't choke me because I have to go to work tomorrow. All right. Let's bring Jeremiah back up here, actually.
Brian Moses, one more time for him, guys.
It's an interesting crowd, Jeremiah. Very interesting.
I know, you were navigating it well, my friend.
I mean, I don't know about that, but these, that guy in the back's homeless and he's cool. We're probably going to hang out. Going to get some ass from that guy later. She's a serial killer. I mean, she's going to peg me, probably. and my Gemini family's over here. What up, y'all? And she's going to murder me on a hiking trail, so.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole sitcom's here. Yes.
Step by step, day by day.
Right. That was all about divorce, that show.
It was. It was about...
They're trying to make it palatable, you know?
Yeah, the breakup of the nuclear family, bringing it back.
It's the saddest theme song out of any family show. We'll make it better the second time around. And
I gotta be honest.
The strings and everything.
I feel like Step by Step was the gateway to step family porn. Because everybody was so good looking. Like, I bet all those people fuck each other. And then about 10 years later, like, you know, we should make step by step a porn.
Yeah, there's a dude in a van who's just living out back. Hey, you want to come check out my van, dudes? Or whatever. Yeah.
I got to go see Cody. Where's Sarah at?
Yo, anyway. For the four people that watch Step by Step, this is hitting it
this
here
is killing right
here.
Right now.
This is hitting right
this
now.
This is killing right
this
now.
This is killing right
this
here,
is
right
it.
Now.
Yeah.
You better watch yourself.
I don't know. All your subscribers are actually, anyway.
We're going to take some suggestions together, see what we can come up with them. So let's see what happens. What do we got? Maybe
Dodger
over here.
Fans.
Dodger fans?
Oof. Those actually go hand in hand, I gotta be honest. Because Dodger fans are usually probably knee lawyers after they beat the shit out of everybody who goes in that stadium. If you've never seen Dodger, you know Dodger fans? All right, you've been beat up.
Yeah. I mean, one time I went to a Dodgers game and I kind of sat in the stabby section. And there was this dude who looked at me that was pretty tough, covered in tattoos, and I was eating nachos. He goes, hey, fool.
Those nachos look pretty good. Can I have one?
Yo, one?
Yeah.
That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life. Eating one stranger's nachos?
Not give me your nachos. He just wanted one. And then he ate it in front of me. He goes, well, that's good.
Damn! That's prison shit.
It was. I was like, am I a bitch now? What is happening?
Yeah, I didn't. All right, so I call you like Little Joker or Baby Puppet. Is that your nickname of Royals?
Yeah, exactly.
You're wearing his thing. That's actually his last name on the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he jacked you, son. All right.
What else we got over here?
I think
we just ran out of suggestions. Wet t-shirts.
Receding hairlines, wet t-shirts. Receding hairlines usually pay for girls getting their wet t-shirts. I just saw it all weekend at the AVN Awards. It was nothing but receding hairlines and guys losing all their rent money. It was a lot of fun. A lot of receding hairlines, a lot of wet tits.
There's a lot of creepy guys, like when it was like summertime, there was like, oh, there's a hose there. Oh, I'm losing control. You know what I mean? Like when back in the day, like when we were teenagers and stuff, like the girls would be like, wait, what are you doing?
Do they still do wet t-shirt contests? Is that still a thing we like? Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you're in the past. Like, have you done one recently? No? Would you let her?
No.
That's a progressive man right there. No! She can suggest, but she can't participate.
Yeah, she
would
can.
You?
No.
You wouldn't do a wet t-shirt contest?
Maybe.
All right. Did you get up here? No,
we just coyote ugly a dude in the front row, just like start, pour some sugar on me.
It wouldn't be, it would just be ugly, not coyote.
Yeah. Let's grab one more. What do we got?
Purgatory.
Do you believe in purgatory?
Do I believe in purgatory?
Yeah.
No. I think that's some vain human shit, and I'm not going to go into it.
What if you looked over there, and there was nobody who yelled that out?
Oh, my God.
And somebody was trying to get out of purgatory, like, this is my one shot. This is the only interactive comedy show where they're actually listening to me. Purgatory, get me out of here. And then Brian goes, nope, don't believe it. See you later, dude. Guys, keep it going for Brian Moses. Guys, are we understanding the concept of the show? We on board, huh? Yeah. This next comedian coming to the stage, I've been watching him for years. He has multiple amazing specials, and you may know him from Teen Wolf. Please welcome the great Orny Adams to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. It's Orny Adams, guys. Come on, give it up. The amazing Orny Adams, guys. Keep it going for Orny.
I think we saw an example tonight of how to knock it out of the park. And I think if we recorded this, this should be studied. I think, like, when you invite future people on, you say, I'd like you to watch Orny Adams. Make museum funny. Rip into foreigners who turn out they're not even foreign. Handle stupid, insulting suggestions from somebody who shouldn't be insulting me.
I'd like you to have a breakdown on my show. I loved it. That was great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
We're going to take some suggestions together, see what we can do with them.
Okay, that's great. And by the way, do you do this show so you can get videotape of you and people like me? I feel like I'm being exploited for your views.
Nobody's ever put it that way, but good stuff.
I love you, man.
Open transparency.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
One time we were in a green room together at a show, and
everybody has a story about me, by the way. Most of them aren't true, but go ahead.
This one's pretty true.
Okay.
I walked in and it was.
Did I meet you?
No, why would I invite you on my show to out you on my show?
I don't know. You get a lot of views if it turned out that was true. I don't know.
We were in a green room at a show, and it was this unlimited sushi show that in the green room for.
Yeah.
And you have your notebook, and I'm getting sushi, and you just like popped your head up from your joke when he goes, "You gay?" I go, "No, I'm actually married." He goes, "Yeah."
Why would I ever ask you if you were gay?
Because you're working on something about a gay joke, probably, that you needed a gay guy to see if it was probably too far or chill.
I don't think I've ever, like, out of the gate. Like, because honestly, if I was going to do that any time in my life, it would have been tonight to this guy. It would have been. Let's go. Get the camera around. Do I have to direct this special too? Right on this kid's face right here. You ever touch a famous person? There you go.
You just got a raise.
We're all going to the museum.
Let's grab one more suggestion, guys.
Clickbait.
Prostitute. She's your prostitute. First of all, I kind of think this might be that situation. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? You got a receding hairline, which means you got to pay for it. That's a callback to the last guy.
Right.
If you guys can't keep up, you're just buying into my theory that you're average intelligence.
In the Orny Adams stand-up on the spot masterclass, you get more than just what you pay for. You get callbacks. You get breakdowns.
Yeah. And insulted. You get absolutely.
You get demanding the host to tell you how much money they're making from the back of the room.
Yeah. Equal pay for equal work. That's all I'm saying. I want equality. You know what I love? I love that this guy who had that stupid hat on inside took it off because you knew I was going to say something. Right there. You knew when you came back from the bathroom, I'm going to be a target. Show them the hat just so they know I'm not making this up. Right? Put it on so they can see. Put it on. Now let me tell you something, okay? There's only one person in this room that likes that hat, and it's this guy who's getting an erection right now.
Guys, keep it going for Orny Adams.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jeremiah.
This next comedian coming to the stage has an amazing special on YouTube, and he's honestly one of my favorite people to follow on social media. You guys love him. I love him. Please welcome my brother, Kev, on stage. Guys, come on.
What up? Stand up on the spot, no material. Yelp review on you guys, the audience. How creative are you? No? Come on, suggestions. Have I ever been starstruck? Bestiality. Here's the funny thing about bestiality, okay? I'm a Christian, right? Grew up reading the Bible. There's so many things that God didn't mention in the Bible, right? But in the Bible, they had to write down, listen, leave the animals alone. Stop having sex with sheep. Somebody was having a, like, what man? It had to be a man. Had to be a man drunk off of biblical ale or whatever they drink. And he just saw a sheep and he was like, that thing kind of thick, low key. Like, it had to be a horny, drunk man who saw, like, a cow and was like, he's shitting on that thing over there. What if I just, you know, because most men, a hole's a hole. You know, butt, mouth, coochie, you know, but not to me. I don't like beasts. Regular women is fine for me. Regular, warm-blooded women. No beast for old Kev. What did you say? Starstruck. Have I ever been starstruck? I met Will Smith one time. Many people who follow me know this. I was starstruck. The funniest thing about meeting Will Smith is he was eating Fig Newtons. True story. And I love Fig Newtons, but I was so mesmerized by the fact that Will Smith was like, Fig Newtons. And he took two and he bit both of them. Like, he had a double stack of Fig Newtons. And I was like, Will, why are you not eating Fig Newtons one by one? Who's so hungry that they're like, what's here? What's here? Ah, Fig Newtons. No time for one by one. I gotta go double stack on the Fig Newtons. Like, Fig Newtons don't, who be buying those? Does anybody in here have Fig Newtons in their home right now? Grandma. Your grandma? Nobody buys Fig Newtons, but Will Smith had two in one hand. That means Will Smith told somebody who works in his office, when I come in here, there better be Fig Newtons in the cupboard. Or he probably didn't say cupboard. I don't. People don't really say cupboard anymore. I feel like that kind of went by the wayside. Cabinet. I want Fig Newtons and I want them stat. But yes, I was starstruck by Will Smith. He was taller than I thought. I think I was starstruck by him. And then Jeff Ross, who was here. I was like, hey, he's that guy from Comedy Central. And I ain't say nothing because we're both comics and today we're equal. He said equal pay. Orny Adams said equal pay. I didn't know we were getting paid. I thought we were, then I thought we weren't. And then they said we were again. I was just like, let's just, come on. The black people need to know straight up. whatever it is, you know, I just need to know. All right, more suggestions from you.
James Brown.
James Brown. That was very specific. James Brown was an amazing performer. He was sweaty a lot. If you notice most of his thing, James was going in. He had the little scarf to the side. My favorite thing about James Brown is a clip of him. I believe he was high. Have y'all seen this? When the lady was like, I look good. I feel good. And he was just yelling. And it was just, you know, he had whatever the best drugs of that day were. James Brown had the premium cut. And he finished it, I don't know, intravenously or through the nose, whatever he did, and immediately went on live television and was like, no, I never hit a woman. It was so, look up James Brown high. I guarantee you that clip will come up. His hair was, like, he introduced the perm for men. I don't know if he introduced it, but he was the torchbearer for black men with perms. Y'all know what perms are? Okay, y'all know what? But what are you doing? White people, y'all perms make your hair curly, right? Okay, see, this is a race thing. I got to teach y'all. In the black community, perms actually make our hair straight. And in the white community, perms, they don't relax. It's really a relaxer for black people. It relaxes your hair. So we have to assimilate into white culture. At least back in the day we did. Now we're like natural hair or we're going to get you banned on Twitter. Or, you know, we got the Crown Act now. So we wearing our hair natural. Well, some of us are. Some of us have receding hairlines. I have a receding hairline. That's why when that person yelled out, I know they weren't even talking about me, but I took it personally. Because as a man, like, the receding hairline is so whack because you don't choose it. It just taps you on the shoulder one day. And the worst part is a man looking in the mirror convincing himself that his hairline's not receding. Like, for me, it started to go on the sides first. And I remember looking at my wife and be like, it's cool, still right? And she was like, And it was just kept going further back. And it was just like, then it kind of looked like a Lego helmet. You know how they have the hair and they put it on the Lego man and it just doesn't do this. It just goes straight down. And once I had the Lego helmet, I was like, all right, I'm not going to be out here. I can't be Lego Batman. So bald is cool. Bald is life. I hate being bald, though, because you have to actually shave your hair more than when I got haircuts. And I'm not a barber. I don't get paid for this, shaving my hair. And I have a large head, so it takes me a minute to shave. More suggestions from you. Anything?
Titty pop.
Titties? Titties. I have titties, actually. I really do. I have a solid, I don't know if it's an A or B cup, but I have, like, if I was a woman, I would wear at least something like bralette. Maybe not a full, like, bralettes are cool because they don't have the wire under. Because, you know, ladies, the wires are so, they bother them. And, but I'm going to tell you what's, no, I B cup? Do I really?
Yeah.
I have a B cup for real. Don't, I need to know this.
Maybe C.
C? Oh, I've been saying A for this whole time. Is it really a C cup?
No, not.
Oh my God. I'm gonna tell you the worst thing. When I shave, I use my cell phone to be a mirror.
and I set my cell phone down on the counter when I'm shaving the top of my head. And when I look down and I see how much titty meat from the under, it is like low key, like, dang, you really got supple breasts. Like, they are low key. I kind of want to show you guys, but I don't know how close we are. We're here. Now we're here. Jeremiah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry if you think this is stand up on the spot. You guys said titties. Oh my God, I feel so white now. I took my shirt off. People yelled. All we need is beads and Niccolo. Oh, so are these, what is this? See? Oh my God. I think this guy's like, no, those are Nazi. Trust me. What are, sir, what are they? What are they? Look at the jiggle and tell me. Between A and B? I'll take that. She's like, I have titties. Look at that. A man telling a woman what titties are. You, sir, you should be ashamed of yourself. This woman said C, and you just mansplained titties to a woman while a man with titties is on stage. You have titties? Is that what you're going to say? Oh, now you can't use the gay card to get out of this. Don't, oh, wow. The gay card doesn't work for everything. He tried a gay card over a mansplain. No, mansplain is the top. Gay card goes beneath mansplain. He was like, first of all, I'm gay. You're still a man who mansplain. Are you a man? I don't. Okay, cool. I don't know, man. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? Look at men, right? No accountability. He tried to gaslight you. Really, I feel like he tried to gaslight you. And we don't have to take this. He gaslit you. You know these are C titties. He know. You should be telling people what balls are, or helmets, girth, or shaft. You should tell people how shafty penises are and leave the titties to the women and the men who have them. Do not send that clip to me, Jeremiah. I'm really gonna not sleep at night knowing I have C cups. I've been saying A cups this whole time. I got the, at least they're pretty nice. I got titties, balls, penis, I have everything. So they're nice? Thank you. At least they're nice. If I'm gonna have them, I want the best. They look real, they're kinda juicy. Me and my wife suck each other's titties. I'm like, now I'll go. Little bit of me, little bit of you. Suck. Just let sex be, guys. Don't be all manly. Whatever feels good, let it feel good. Get your titty sucked, man. You know, you don't have to tell anybody. You're just weird on the asking. It's hard to ask your wife to be like, all right, now I've done you for 12 minutes. Now give me a little bit. And easy on the nipples, they're sore. All right, next suggestion.
Penguins.
What'd you say?
Penguins.
Penguins, you know, flightless birds. They had a good run for a minute. They had happy feet, you know what I'm saying? Smiling wave boys, Madagascar, they was in there. They were really the star of Madagascar, if you ask me. The Penguin Army guys really stole the show. They got a spinoff. Penguins came in and was like, look, guys, we're going to steal the show on the happy feet. Okay? We're going to be in Madagascar. They had a whole, like, three seasons. No joke on the flightless birds, though, but I appreciate it. It was original. You know, penguins, I think they stay together for life, if I'm not mistaken, right? Penguins just be like, man, it's me and you. Till the ice melts, baby, until Earth is no more. We is just gonna waddle until there's nothing left. Well, I guess I get why penguins stay together. It's just, I mean, they all look the same. Once you get a penguin, it's not like, oh, now this penguin, she got the red white part here. Everybody else got the white. She over here, she thick. You know what I'm saying? That's a red bone penguin. Red bone, something black people probably get. Y'all probably, that dude got it, but the rest of y'all are like, I don't know. Is that my light already, Jeremiah? That was 8 minutes? Oh, dang, okay. Oh, my bad, I didn't know. I was so nervous. Titties went, okay, one more. Titties went longer. My bad, okay. One more, I don't know if I want to get off good or not. Titties was really my apex. Like, after that, I really should have just said goodnight, man. But, you know what I'm saying? I got myself a good clip for sure with titties. One more joke. If titties doesn't go well, nobody will ever see this video. Everybody here will be like, it was cool, but after titties, yeah. Which I accept. Gay man, he tried to man card us. Remember that, ladies? I'm gay. Like, that's going to absolve you of your crimes. This is the first time I had one over on a gay person. I was like, yeah, nah, not this time, buddy.
You guys win all the stuff. But tonight, it's the black man and... Are you the Persian woman, he said? Okay. Oh, that's why you said that. He was like, Persian women, because I don't understand anything about their culture, so please, if you can help me understand my girlfriend. I saw the Prince of Egypt one time, but I don't even know if that's near Persia. Prince of Persia used to be out, but that was Jake Gyllenhaal, so that didn't help. He was just a white dude in Persia. What is Persia? I don't know. Is it like Middle East? He just wanted help. I really like her, but I don't know nothing. Do you even know where Persia is? Where is it?
Iran.
You pronounce it correctly. It's not Iran, guys. It's Iran. You ain't roll your R, but you're white, so y'all be rolling R's good. Y'all roll back prices at Walmart, though, but y'all roll R's. All right, that's the laugh. Boom, we're out. Jeremiah, get up here.
One more time for Kev on stage.
Yes. Stand up on the spot. I'm so happy that is over. I'm a control freak.
You killed it, though.
I didn't think I was going to. Titties really helped out. You, shout out to you. That All really star. Helped. I don't All know star. If you said it, but we was talking about him. And then the gay dude tried to mansplain. Remember, he was like, I'm gay. Man, gay people, man. Wait, do not clip that out by itself, because that alone, with no context, is a career ender. Gay people, and then Kev on stage will stand up on the spot and let's end his career. And I'm like, nah, you got to see the whole thing, guys.
Yeah.
He was wrong.
Let's grab a suggestion, see what we can do.
Cancel culture, tattoos, cursing.
Long gag, trailer parks.
Trailer parks? I used to live in a trailer park.
All my family in Iowa lives in a trailer park.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
We're brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
When 8 Mile came out, I was like, this is our time. I was so happy because I never told anybody I lived in a trailer park when I lived there. I used to get dropped off at the store. I used to be like, just drop me off at the store. I'm going to grab some candy. And then I'd be like, the truth is I live in a trailer park. And I would walk around the corner. And then 8 Mile came out and I was like, man, this is going to be different for us. But nothing changed for me, though. Eminem was great in there. And, you know, he killed, you know, who's the black dude who kept him, the Falcon? Anthony Mackie. That was Clarence in 8 Mile.
Right.
Yeah, he made it a long way.
Yeah.
From battle rap movies to Marvel.
I know,
solid
Avengers.
Career.
It's
Avengers.
Crazy, yeah.
He got his own spinoff too. Nobody really watched it on Disney Plus. Falcon ain't enough to lead a series, man. We was like, come on, you got to be with the group. You got to be with everybody.
And also, what superpowers do you have?
He's a bird, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a bird. Look at my facial features.
You do... I didn't want to say nothing because I didn't know how comfortable you were, but penguins.
Dude, you just whipped out your titties. I'm okay with talking about my nose on stage, bro. Like, we good. When you took your shirt off, I was like, oh, this is bro for life. Right
I'm comfortable with my body, man.
That's good.
I'm not really. I wish I was, but I am not.
Okay, are you comfortable enough for your wife to suck on your titties?
She can suck my titties easily. I'm all about pleasure in the bedroom. You won't let your wife suck your titties?
I hate that feeling, bro.
You hate that feeling. So you tried it. You tried it, and you were like, I don't like it.
Even being the sauce spoon and getting that feeling is just like, it's being, like when you go surfboarding and you have like no wetsuit on.
Yeah. He said being the sauce. So you're okay with the sauce spoon, but titty suck is where you draw the line.
Even that analogy was too white for me. You know when you're surfing, dude, and your nipples start chafing, dude? And like when you're on the board, like I don't even like that, dude. I like being the hard spoon, not the soft spoon, dude. Like I'm not into that, dude.
How many times did you have your titty sucked before you said you didn't like it? So how do you know you don't like it?
Because I can just tell.
The surfboard is not a woman's lips. He's like a surfboard. He's like, nah, I'll never get my titty sucked because this surfboard, man, this freaking surfboard, I can't do it.
Yeah, one surfboard took advantage of him for all the women in his life.
There's other fish in the sea, man. Suck his titties tonight. And
you know what? Suck his titties right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Lift your shirt up.
Suck his titties
now. Lick a nipple. He said, I don't care, man. Ma'am, suck. Well, I don't want to tell women what to do, but if you want to be so inclined to suck his titties.
Gay guy, tell him what to do.
He feels comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
He sucks your titties? Oh, right now? No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
That's a different show. I just got hot thinking about it. I was hot like sexual, like temperature wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my wife is here and then she's like, ain't no titties being sucked in here unless it's mine. By me. Me, not her.
That would be a power dynamic move, though. Like, you're not sucking my titties, but I am. You're not getting these, like, taking the power back. You saw a fat kid in elementary school?
Skinny kid.
A skinny kid?
No, don't bring race into it. He wasn't getting any laughs, so he was like, it was a skinny black kid who listened to Tupac.
Also, Tupac is rolling around in his grave right now, like for you name dropping him on a kid so he can suck his own titties. He's like, I don't feel appreciated.
Nice! Jeremiah, you know, right?
That fist bump's gonna keep me going for a long time, folks. Let's grab one more suggestion.
Wow. Wow.
Dang.
She said patchy beards. Dang. We had such a good thing going, Persian woman. And then you knew how insecure I was about my beard.
She's talking about her pubes, dude.
She said patchy beards. I have a patchy beard, man. It's just, man, all things are not equal. Some titties are not equal. I noticed that. Some labias are not even the same size. Did you guys notice that? All labias are not even. Some hang down and more. One labia was like, no, I'm going for more. The other one was like, nope, this is where I stopped growing. But patchy beards, this, you know, beard, everybody doesn't have everything. I just have a patchy beard right here. This part does not grow in. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you, woman from Persia. Iran. Iran. When did Iran become Persia? Or Persia become Iran? Oh, okay, cool. Mm. I don't really know about geography like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't be knowing like where a lot of the United States is. Like if you gave me $100 or $200, whatever we're getting paid, or $1,000, $2,000, and you were like, no, give me the United States map with no writing on it and point out Kansas, I'd be like, just never mind. Because all that in the middle, and then Iowa, North Dakota, who cares about that middle section up? Who cares? After Chicago, we don't even care until we get to Seattle.
As I'm wearing a Kansas City jersey.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Kansas City.
I'm like, me neither, yeah.
Get Kansas City out of here. Can you find Kansas City on the map?
Yeah. But I can't, we skipped that section at my school, though. I don't know the 50 states.
Oh, who cares? Yeah. Texas, for sure. California, right. Florida, I got. I don't even know where New York is.
New York
is up there by
it's
Boston.
Hard to find.
Yeah, it's up there in the middle. Episode. I thought it was at the top, but it's kind of, yeah. Anyway, I didn't expect to talk about sociology and geography tonight.
Let's grab one last suggestion.
Museums. I am actually a lover of museums. I am the black dad or regular dad. I'm all in on museums. I love a good placard. I get my dad stance. I read. I look to my kids. I'm like, did you know that in Mesopotamia? So what happened to Persia? It was this whole area was Persia. But in this war, you know, the Crusades, you know, it became Iran and Iraq. And I will be at a museum all day reading and learning, saying, wow, Googling to double check the placards. I'm like, that can't be true. No, it is true. Everybody in my family hates museums but me. So we go out of town. I go to museums all alone and I'm in heaven. I read. I gloss over. I do the interactive exhibits. I love a good interactive exhibit. Oh my God. You can touch the screen and stuff turns over. I'm like, oh my, did you know?
Welcome.
Oh my God, I love it. I sit in the theater. I'm like, teach me about Persia because I want to know the next time I run into a Persian.
A lot of people think that Persia is a fictional place.
That's how they be talking like Chuck E. Cheese animatronics. That's how the Chuck E. Cheese people and museums, the same person made all that technology. And then somehow, this woman's from Persia and Jake Gyllenhaal starred in the movie. It's crazy.
Welcome, lonely black man. You are the only person in the theater at this moment.
That was good.
I know, they didn't give credit for it.
That was fantastic. That's the credit that joke deserved.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Guys, keep it going for Kev on stage. Did everybody have a good time tonight? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Kev on stage. Orny Adams. Brian Moses. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Come see us every second Tuesday of the month here at the Comedy Store. We love you. Thank you so much for supporting us. And check us out on YouTube. We love you. Have a great night. Thank you.
Are you subscribed yet to the new channel? Hit that like button and leave a comment before you go. Thanks.